Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and I am coming to you live from my home in the forest in southwestern Wisconsin on land that adjoins Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. Tonight, we are going to explore Yule log rituals and traditions. Now, some people will burn a Yule log on Solstice Eve or Solstice Day. Others, it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Others, still others, their Yuletide extends into the calendar New Year, the Hogmanay, as it's known in Scotland, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Well, I'm a Yule log advocate for burning it for multiple days and nights. And when I burn a Yule log in my home area, it's in the hearth fire. And I'm coming to you live on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, Circle Sanctuary's Internet Radio Network. And I'm also coming to you live on my Selena Fox Updates, my main Facebook page. And it's really wonderful to have so many people gathering for this brand new workshop. Yule log burning bright, blessings of warmth and light. Yule log, Yuletide cheer, blessings for the coming year. So, a Yule log chant, and people have sung songs, chanted, have had a good time around fires at winter solstice time through the ages. And the burning of the Yule log is the centerpiece of many people's traditions. In olden times, people's homes had a fireplace or some area where wood was burned. Sometimes it was in the center of a hut with an opening to the sky above. Others, it was actually a constructed fireplace. And so it used to be very common for people to be doing their own heating, and in addition to individual homes and having wood heat the individual homes, there would be great halls, and people would gather in these great halls, and there would be an enormous place for burning wood. And there's a lot of lore about the Yule log. Some say the Yule log for one of these great hall celebrations was a good part of a tree that was prepared and would be burning for 12 days and 12 nights. Hence, the 12 days of Yuletide or Christmas. I have what I call a sequential Yule log experience in my hearth fire, and I have smaller logs that I keep adding to the hearth fire during the Yule season. I'd like to share with you some of my own experiences of creating Yule log rituals, as well as share some Yule log history and traditions across cultures and through time. I invite you in the next few moments of quiet to focus on the phrase Yule log. And let that be the center of your attention for a few moments. What comes to mind? Yule log experiences you've had in your own life? Yule log images that you've seen in artwork, videos? Songs and chats with Yule logs? Yule log traditions? Yule log, Yule log, Yule log. So a good place to start is, what do you already have connected with Yule log in your own experience, in your own imagination? And then we will together explore some ways to expand upon that. Now, Yule logs typically are burned outdoors in a big fire or indoors in some type of indoor hearth fire arrangement. But for some people, those options really don't fit 21st century urban and suburban and even some rural living. So what are some ways of having a Yule log if you don't heat your home with wood? So I also have another version of Yule log. And this is a Yule log that is a display Yule log. Now, I have a Yule log here. It's almost 2.5 feet long, and got some evergreens connected with a big red bow. And this is my Yule log for celebrating the seasons. I keep it up throughout the Yuletide season as a reminder of the evergreen, the continuity of life. And this is an oak log, so it represents the forest that surrounds me. Yes, I live in an oak forest, mostly hardwood forest, and mostly oak, a lot of different types of oak here on this land. And oak is one of the traditional woods for a Yule log. It was widely used as the wood of choice for Yule logs that were in Old England. And the oak Yule log is something that I work with in my hearth fire, in my display, because I live in an oak forest. It's available. Some other woods that have been used for Yule logs include birch in Scotland. Typically, the birch is harvested and the outer bark is removed, and then the birch is dried before it's used for a Yule log. In France, it is cherry. Some people have used ash and actually taken branches of ash and bound them together as a way of a composite Yule log. Some people will work with pine that has been seasoned rather than fresh pine. There's a lot of different choices. So I think the first thing is, what kind of Yule log are you going to have as part of your Yuletide celebrations? Are you going to be burning it? Are you going to be displaying it? Are you going to have candles connected with the display of the Yule log? Now, some people will drill holes in a log and then insert paper candles, and that's certainly one approach I think a safer approach is to actually get some battery-operated taper candles where you can leave it burning and not have to track it so much. For me, with my display Yule log, I have it on an altar in the main hallway of my house, and I have two battery-operated candles on either end representing the light and the fire that are connected with the solstice sun, the end of one solar year and the beginning of the next solar year. There are other types of Yule logs as well, and there is actually a dessert that's called the Yule log. That's a whole other workshop, but there are some people who will make this delicacy as part of their Yuletide celebrations. There is Yuletide Yule logs in the form of art, and there are a number of old illustrations and paintings that show people bringing a giant Yule log into our home or a great hall. And for some people, they have a Yule log in their home by having one of those depicted images. And then there's the Yule log of imagination, calling to mind the image of a log burning, representing the new solar year. And some will find that doing a Yule log meditation, working with imagery, is a way of connecting with the season. Now, there's some lore that thinks and proclaims that the Yule tree actually is a form of Yule log, and there is some debate about that amongst folklorists. How long have Yule trees been part of holiday celebrations? Well, some say that merchants from Europe started the mid-1600s in old Germany, and others say, though, that that was inspiration drawn from ancient times, and clearly in old pagan cultures around the Mediterranean and in Northern Europe and some other parts of the world, decorating trees was part of spiritual practice. So I think the Yule tree is connecting with that forest magic, just as a Yule log is as well. And for me, I welcome the different stories and ideas about these celebrations. A lot of the origins of Yule log, even the word Yule, is in the mist of time. Some say Yule and the word jolly actually come from the same root word, and clearly having a Yule time is a time of revelry, and around the Yule log, that is a wonderful time for celebration. So how did I start connecting with Yule logs? I started connecting with Yule logs as a young child. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area and near the White House at a place called the Ellipse. There were a variety of holiday displays. There was a tree decorated from each of the 50 states that were on the Ellipse, as well as a large tree representing the country. But there were also some other expressions of the holiday season, interreligious ones. Yes, a major scene, and yes, a menorah. But for many years on this Ellipse, there was a Yule log display and an actual burning Yule log. And actually, it was a sequence of logs that were burned out in the heart of Washington, D.C., outside for many, many years. A large bonfire pit and really big logs. We're talking a foot or two in diameter. And the sign that described this talked about the Yule log as something that represented ancient European holiday traditions. Didn't use the pagan word, but those of us who are pagan know that that's really what that was about. Well, a number of years ago, unfortunately, there was some rearrangement of the ellipse, and the Yule log went away, and I was very sad about that, and there's some letters to the editor in the Washington Post from back in that time, and I do hope that someday that we can bring the Yule log back to the ellipse, because there's certainly a growing number of us, not only pagans and Christians that are also embracing solstice customs, but atheists, agnostics, freethinkers, secular humanists also are ones that are doing this work. I can see that as I am talking about the need to have the Yule log come forth, that I'm having an opportunity to problem solve with the live stream, which means my internet has stopped. Well, so it goes. I think I will do a little technical change here as I continue my talk. It's called my ongoing quest to experiment with technology and do live streaming and bring information and traditions to people online. It is a pandemic time, after all, and I think one of the wonderful things about cyberspace is that we do have the opportunity to be able to explore some different approaches. And I have just switched my tech around and am going to see what is going on. Bring the true broadband to my home. That would be great. So I am an advocate of having the Yule log not only in private spaces but in public spaces. And I do hope that someday we will be able to have the Yule log display back in my hometown of the D.C. metropolitan area. So I first learned about Yule logs from seeing that as I visited the Washington, D.C. area. And one of the things that has continued to be in my mind is how much the Yule log has been versatile and being able to continue to change with the times. I'd like to share with you some other historical approaches to the Yule log. In addition to having a Yule log as part of public celebrations and household celebrations, as people have become increasingly more connected with screens, we have had the emergence of the holiday Yule log being shown on television and now on YouTube and on streaming services. Now, when did this come to be? Well, it was back in the 1960s. 1966 to 1989, WPIX had some extra time at the holiday season on their television channel and decided, well, let's have a Yule log. And the first Yule log was only a few seconds of loop, 17 seconds, that this continuous loop would go around and around for 3 hours. So actually that's how Yule log started being on the screen. And then in 1989, you know, the economics and everything had shifted, and the Yule log at that station, which had brought it into existence, stopped happening. However, it came back, and in 2016, it was back and had become iconic. In fact, people selling swag with the Yule log. So, yes, there is the televised Yule log, and a variety of people are now doing that work. And you'll find YouTube channels with Yule log images. Often there's some music connected with it, but not necessarily. Sometimes creatures are in the picture. Dogs and cats hanging around the burning Yule log. Sometimes humans are there celebrating or hanging out. So there's a lot of different types of Yule logs in cyberspace and in television, which I think is really a fascinating take on how Yule log traditions have continued to evolve. I also find it amazing that Yule logs have become popular as part of bonfire celebrations at winter solstice time. They may or may not be specifically identified as burning the Yule log, but clearly there are a lot of the things connected with Yule log revelries from the past that are part of contemporary Yule log celebrations. They're singing, revelry, feasting, drinking, having fun. Sometimes there's formal ritual around the burning of a Yule log outside. Circle Sanctuary has had a Yule log as part of its history in the past. And we've had some symbolic ones, display ones, early on back in the 1970s, and did some burning, but we didn't really start the Yule log burning tradition as part of our Yule festivals until Yuletide 1983, and that was our very first Yuletide at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, 200-acre site in southwestern Wisconsin, USA. And we had our very first burning of the Yule log atop Ritual Mound, what we call Ritual Mound, and it was in a ritual that not only celebrated solstice, but had the beginnings of our microlithic stone circle. There was a small group of us. There was snow on the ground, and we took the altar stone that had been part of our circle sanctuary locations previously up to Ritual Mound on a toboggan. We put it in place. We had some kindling and a Yule log, and we kindled the fire and celebrated our very first Yule on the land. We were so grateful to be on the land, and we have burned Yule logs at Circle Sanctuary Land ever since as part of our Yule celebrations. In more recent years, as our community has become more diverse in age and ability, we have shifted our Yule log ritual down to what we call the Bonfire Circle, and the Bonfire Circle is located nearer the building, so it's easier, more accessible for people that have some mobility challenges to be there. And it's right in an area between our house, which houses some of our facilities, and our main building, a remodeled barn, which is where our offices are, and our main great hall where we have our indoor events. We have a number of things that we do as part of our Yule log burning. Typically, we'll have the Yule log on display indoors and decorated with dried evergreens, ribbons. Sometimes we will have it be a wishing Yule log, and we will each write some wishes for the new year and attach them, tie them onto the Yule log during the course of the day. And typically it's late afternoon as the night comes on when we carry the Yule log in grand procession down to the Bonfire Circle, from the indoor temple room down to our Bonfire Circle. And there we gather around. We have typically kindled a fire, so we have a good bed of coals there, and we'll cast some things onto the bed of coals, releasing things we want dispelled from our lives, and then we take the Yule log and place it into the fire and cast into the fire herbs of blessing and well-being and our wishes for the planet, for our community, for our land, for ourselves, our family, our loved ones, for the new solar year. And it is always a delight to be able to be with a great circle of people outdoors around the blazing fire. Sometimes we will sing chants, sometimes traditional carols. And one of the carols that has a specific Yule log part to it is the Deck the Halls. See the blazing Yule before us, la 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 la, la 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 la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, la 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 la, la 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 la. Follow me in merry measure, la 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 la. Celebrate that Yuletide treasure. La 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 la, la la la. So yes, the blazing Yule is a Yule log, and that's an old Welsh carol, an English carol. It's become pretty universal, a very popular song at this time of year. What I'd like to share with you now are some more ritual ideas for Yule log work. Have some twigs of herbs that, when I harvest herbs, they dry them, and then I have some twigs left over when I've gathered the leaves, and I have some twigs right here that I'm going to feed the Yule log fire with, and as I do, I invite you to reflect on healing that you need and want for yourself and or for others. And we cast the herbs into the fire and let the fire blaze. Gaze into the blaze and scry into the fire. What comes to mind? What messages for how to bring about healing and well-being for yourself or for the one whose well-wish you have put forth into the fire. You can burn particular kinds of herbs with particular kinds of intentions. So with healing, you want to cleanse away, and there's some thyme branches, and thyme is a great purifying herb. You may want to cast something into the fire that will bring something into your life. I like working with some small oak twigs that I've gathered from the forest and have very dry as a way of putting wishes into the fire. And here again, casting in some oak to this oak fire and spending a few moments gazing into the flames, letting that reflection and connection bring inspiration to you. Another approach, you may want to gather some leaves from the autumn time, and as you cast them into the fire, calling to mind the turning of the wheel. The wheel turns. The wheel turns. The wheel turns. For winter solstice, the Yuletide is saying farewell to the autumn and welcoming in the new solar year, the winter time. In addition to having particular intentions that you focus on as you feed the fire, you may want to have a Yule log vigil where you sit and gaze at the fire, if you're in a group, to sit quietly and let the fire and the presence of each other gathered. Strengthen connections can be a very powerful ceremony to do. Some people like to have a sequence of things that happen if the Yule log ceremony is going to go over a period of several hours. So there may be a quiet time, there may be a singing time, there may be a wishing time, there may be a reveille time, honoring the ancestors, and clearly having a Yule log as part of your celebrations is something quite ancient. And if you have connections in your own family or spiritual tradition or the area where you're from, that really tap into the Yule log traditions, it can become a portal to the past, experiencing oneself as being part of a continuity of solstice time celebrations. I'd like to share with you another Yule log ritual and tradition. When I was a young girl, I had the Yule log in the Washington, D.C. area that was a public Yule log that was kept burning for several weeks near the White House. When I went to college, I discovered the Yule log once again. I went to the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, as an undergraduate. And I was there from 67 to 1971. The Yule log tradition is part of the college's history. And in fact, Yule logs were part of the celebration of the holiday season back in, even before Virginia became a commonwealth or state before the U.S. became a country. The English that settled Virginia brought a lot of the holiday customs with them, and not only the maypole, I danced my first maypole in Virginia as a child, an old English custom there in the springtime, beginning of May, but the Yule log was something that was very much part of holiday celebrations back in the 16 and 1700s and into the 18 and 1900s as well. At the College of William and Mary, which had its origins back in 1693, it's very likely, and some of the lore that's come down, is that Yule logs were part of the campus celebrations in the early years. But then the Industrial Revolution came to be, a lot of changes happened, and there were years where there wasn't a Yule log being burned. Well, in 1934, the new president of the College of William and Mary decided to bring the Yule log tradition back to campus. So in 1934 was the beginning of what is now a yearly celebration of the holiday season. There, the main building on campus, the most famous building on campus, is known as the Wren Building, named for Christopher Wren. Now, he never visited North America, but part of the lore is that the Wren Building was influenced at least by his architectural design. So the wonderful thing is that there is a great hall there and a grand fireplace. And that's where the Yule log is burned and has been burned every Yuletide since Yule of 1934. Back in 1934, it was the first holiday season for the president. And in fact, U.S. President Roosevelt had visited the campus back in October, actually on my birthday, October 20th. And what was really amazing is that Colonial Williamsburg, the historic Living History Museum is what they're calling it now, had started coming into being. Some of these old buildings were being restored and replicated by the Rockefellers. And if you haven't ever gotten to Williamsburg, Virginia, and you like to time travel, a wonderful place for that to happen. And at that very first rebirth of the Yule log ceremony at the campus, College of William and Mary, people were dressed up in outfits from the 1700s and complete with powdered wigs, fancy dress, and there was great celebration, and the president basically put on this big party every year while he was president from 1934 until 1941 when he retired. Well, the Yule log tradition that he started in 1934 continued on to this day, and one of the traditions that has developed over the years is that some campus groups would be putting this on. And I happen to be part of one of those groups, something known as Mortarboard. Two leadership fraternities were charged with putting on the Yule log ceremony. So my very first putting on a Yule log ceremony was Yuletide 1970, when I was treasurer of Mortarboard, and I had a chance to help facilitate this celebration. Well, since graduating in 71, from time to time as the alumni of this campus, I have checked in to see how the Yule log ceremony has continued. The president of the college does some type of reading. There are throngs of students outside. They have most of it outside, and then people process through the building. And so what's the ritual part? Everyone gets a bit of holly leaf and cast the holly into the grand Yule log fire blazing to let go of woes and to bring good luck. I can see as I look at this hearth fire, it is time for a sequential Yule log. I will be making some bell noises as I gather a replacement. To blaze, and I will help it along with some wonderful oak leaves from the forest so we can get the blazing Yule log happening here. So the idea is that you cast your holly in and do wishes for good grades, good luck, and a let go of what no longer serves. Yuletide hearth, Yuletide ride, Yule log fire, burning bright. Yuletide hearth, Yuletide ride, Yule log fire, burning bright. Yuletide hearth, Yuletide ride. Yule log fire, burning bright. So that's one of my Yule log chants. And what I'd like to do now is share with you some additional Yule log rituals and traditions. As we connect with the burning Yule log, we honor the ancient ones. We honor our ancestors. We honor the spirit of the oak. We honor the spirit of the Yuletide sun. We honor the spirits of the land. We honor the spirits of community. We call to mind our connections with the past. We call to mind our connections with the present. Experiencing ourselves as part of a great circle of practitioners of nature, spirituality, of holiday lore and traditions. We are connected across cultures, across faith traditions and philosophies, across languages and countries and ethnicities. Let's focus a few moments on being part of a great Yuletide circle. We all are gathered around the blazing Yule log. Circle of Yuletide power, circle of Yuletide light. Circle of Yule log magic. to reflect on yourself and all of us being ancestors of those yet to be born who will carry on the Yule log burning tradition, that will evolve the Yule log in times to come, connecting with warmth, connecting with light, connecting with the power of Yule log rite. So what can you take from our time together celebrating the Yule log, celebrating Yule log rituals, celebrating Yule log traditions? Find a way to add some type of Yule log imagery to your Yuletide celebrations this year. Follow up our time together with something of your own creation. It's not necessary to have a hearth fire or a bonfire outside. You might get a piece of wood, big wood, or possibly smaller wood, depending on where you are, a branch, a twig, to represent the Yule log. Have it as a decoration in your home. You may want to do a meditation and imagine yourself and your ancestors gathered around the Yule log. What comes to mind? You may want to have a ritual of Yule log creation, whether you get an actual big log that you're going to burn or a smaller log you're going to display. Going on a quest out in a natural place. Connecting with the spirits of the land and the spirits of the season. The whole tradition of gathering a Yule log is its own kind of ritual. And the burning of the Yule log, another form of ritual. And when Yuletide is done, or you are done with the Yule log fire, there is yet another tradition, which is to gather up some remnants of the burnt log. Little chunks of charcoal often remain the same, or ashes from the fire. Wait until the fire has gone out and it's cooled. Gather them up, put them in a coffee can or some other container where you safely can transport the ashes and bits of the Yule log. And mark it and keep it. And you can use it in charms. You can use it in other rituals. But save some of it. For another Yule log ritual is to kindle the Yule log with bits of Yule log past. So that's another very old tradition. Now some say you would take bits of the Yule log as a charm. You put it under your bed. You put it in your house to ward off lightning. Scatter the ashes in a field to help promote the growth of crops or in the garden to bless your garden. There's all sorts of different traditions connected with Yule log ash and remnants of the Yule log fire. So that itself can be a wonderful tradition. And of course, their Yule log stories. I've shared with you some of my Yule log stories growing up in Washington, D.C., and seeing the public Yule log display near the White House, along with other holiday celebrations, being at William & Mary, and my senior year, getting to conduct my first Yule log ceremony, my time helping the birth Circle Sanctuary and Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve in our very first Yule log ceremony on the land back in 1983. Well, stories continue to unfold in our lives, and I'd like to conclude our time together with yet another Yule log story, a personal one. I have done a lot of work with multicultural and interreligious bridge building, helping people come together in safe and respectful ways to learn about diversity in our society. For many years in the Wisconsin State Capitol, during the week that included December 10th, which is the United Nations Human Rights Day, when the Declaration of Human Rights was adopted by the United Nations, there was a week-long celebration called Interfaith Awareness Week. And this happened back in the 1990s into the 2000s, and Circle Sanctuary was part of this Interfaith Awareness Week during its time that it existed. And as part of Interfaith Awareness Week, the organization that was putting it on, the Madison Area Interfaith Network, had different spiritual groups, religious communities, put displays to celebrate the diversity, the religious, spiritual, and philosophical diversity within the state of Wisconsin. So Circle Sanctuary was one of those organizations that took part every year. And what was our display but a display Yule log similar to the one that I've shown, a big oak log with some greens on it, big red ribbon. And also we had Wheel of the Year plaque and a sign describing what the Wheel of the Year is about and what the Yule log is about. So every year we set out our display and had some information about contemporary paganism and the craft, the different nature spirituality traditions. And I was really sad when the Interfaith Awareness Week stopped happening. But all things change, so I've kept those items back, dating back to that time as part of our archives. Well, this year, just a few weeks ago, I got invited by the governor's office to be one of the contributors of a holiday item to the display celebrating holidays in the executive residence, a.k.a. the Wisconsin Governor's Mansion, that was its old name. And in the dining room, as we speak, there are different organizations representing cultural and religious diversity that have had items that have been on loan for this celebration. 2021 is the 100th anniversary of the construction of what's now known as the Executive Residence. And one of the really wonderful things is that there is a great inclusion and a great celebration of the diversity that is within our state. So I had the opportunity a couple weeks ago with my husband Dennis to go to the executive residence with Yule log in hand. I actually created a new Yule log, and similar to the one that I have shown here, and I decided it would be better to get a new Yule log but use the old plaque of the Wheel of the Year and created a new sign. So, yes, there is a Yule log as part of multicultural celebration of Wisconsin diversity that is in the executive residence, and at some point there will be a video, the official video, really making a celebration of all of that that will be available. So if you want to find out more about that, I invite you to follow me on Facebook, Selena Fox Updates, or Twitter, Selena_Fox. Of course, I have this Selena Fox YouTube channel, and I'm also on Instagram, and as I get some information about this, and when the video is available, I will let others know. If you aren't already on the Circle Sanctuary email list, then I invite you to go online at circlesanctuary.org and sign up for our e-bulletin list. We send out an e-bulletin once a month, sometimes more, but with events and news and opportunities to connect with us in a variety of ways online. I'm so thankful for all of you who have joined tonight in this Yule Log Rituals and Traditions, and I have yet another Yule Log chant to share with you. Yuletide magic, Yuletide ride, Yule log burning with blessings bright. Yuletide magic, Yuletide ride, Yule log burning with blessings bright. Yuletide magic, Yuletide ride, Yule log burning with blessings bright. We wish you a merry Yuletide. We wish you a merry Yuletide. We wish you a merry Yuletide. And solar New Year. Thank you all for tuning in. For more information about ways to celebrate Yuletide, be sure to check out more videos on the Selena Fox YouTube channel and the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel, and to go to the Circle Sanctuary website and learn about our Yuletide events. And we have lots different podcasts, and I invite you to check out that online at our website, as well as my free online guide for celebrating Yuletide and winter solstice. Thanks to all who have joined live and those who are joining later. Thanks to our podcast team, Circle Sanctuary Ministers David and Jeanette Ewing, who do engineering and station management, Laura Gonzalez and Deborah Rose, who are other podcasters, to all of those who help us with social media, web work, and office administration. So until next time, good Yule and bright blessings. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and may your Yuletide be merry and bright.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.